you for all the well wishes. Also, shout out to Danielle. I got, you know, guys, I'm still sending you free t-shirts. So Danielle wrote to me. She said, Sarah, you totally made my birthday this week. I wanted to share this with you because I am certain you didn't even know. The day you shouted me out on your podcast, the actual day the shout out was for my birthday. It was on the same day. I thought it would be a pretty uneventful day with dinner with my fam at night. But as I was driving to the Hibachi Grill to meet with my family, pictures attached, by the way, listening to your pod, I heard the shout out of our convo and that the t-shirt would be coming. I literally almost had to pull over. I was just so flattered and blessed to hear you and remembered it to mention on the show. Thanks so much for making my B-Day just a little bit more meaningful and, well, downright special. Can't wait for my t-shirt to come. Oh, Danielle, I love you and happy birthday again. I almost kind of want to just give t-shirts to like loyal fans. So also, if you're just a loyal fan of mine, hit me up on Instagram in my DMs at the Sarah Fraser Show. If you'll just tweet about or if you'll Instagram about the show, I would gladly send you a t-shirt because I love how much it means to you guys. And you guys mean so much to me. Like I said, over traveling the past couple of weeks, it's such a beautiful reminder hearing like all the different people and backgrounds that listen to my show. And that's an honor. And one, I sometimes don't slow down long enough to really take in like how lucky I am to have been doing this for almost 6 years. And now it's like my full-time career. I mean, that's pretty amazing. And something years ago when I was in radio, everyone in radio told me could never be done. I mean, my own agent basically fired me from radio and was like, you'll never make any money podcasting. Bye. Thanks. Okay. Thanks. So anyhow, here we are. It's a good thing. Some pop culture stuff I've been obsessed with. Elon Musk. Elon freaking Musk in the media all the time. You know, is backed out from buying Twitter. I thought that was going to be very interesting when he bought it, but pass. And now he's allegedly broken up the marriage of the co-founder of Google. And it's apparently being called... His affair with the wife of Google boss, Sergey Brin, is the most colossal act of personal treachery in the history of the billionaire's boys club. This is according to an article in the Daily Mail. But what I find so fascinating is I guess I haven't really paid that much attention to Elon Musk. And I guess we didn't know a ton about his personal life. I didn't realize how many times, you know, he's been married multiple times. He has 9 children, by the way. Then he also had a son who died of sudden infant death syndrome, which I was so shocked, at 10 days old, which, you know, now a lot of that's coming out because people are doing a deeper dive into his background. He's never really spoken about it except for in an email exchange with a guy whose son was killed in a Tesla. In 2016, he was speeding at like 116 miles per hour, and there was some debate if there was some technical failure. And Musk was emailing with the father just how devastating it is to lose a child and how Elon Musk was so depressed and held his son and heard his heartbeat before he had passed away from sudden infant death. And, you know, SIDS is like one of those things, oh my God, scary, so frightening when you have a baby. I know so many of you guys know this because there's little research done about it. And they think there's some underlying factors when a child has this. Something's off with the brain, perhaps. There's, you know, there's all kinds of other things that there might be like an underlying heart condition. It's unexplained infant death for no apparent health reasons. Factors could include brain defects, low birth weight, respiratory infection, and various sleep-related factors that can lead to it. So it's very sad. You know, he has 9 children. One of his children is currently trying to change their name and gender because they want nothing to do with him. You know, he dated Amber Heard for a while when Heard was in between relationships with Johnny Depp. He has been married to an actress. His first wife, he had the 5 children with and lost one of their sons. The British actress, he was married and divorced to twice. But they never had children. Then Grimes, he's famously had multiple kids with Grimes, the singer. She's called their relationship fluid. And apparently he's completely bizarre to date. His first wife, Justine, said he wooed her endlessly, only to tell her during the first dance at their 2000 wedding that he was the alpha in the relationship. And if she were one of his employees, he would sack her. Justine described him as a domineering figure who wanted a blonde trophy wife. They had five children together. Son Nevada is the one who passed away. Vivian, 18, recently filed a legal request to change her first name to reflect that she is transgender and her last name to signal she doesn't want to be related to her biological father in any way, shape, or form. Musk's second wife was British actress Miss Riley, one of the stars of the rebooted St. Trina's films. She told an interviewer that he warmed her up to the idea of romance by showing her photos and videos of SpaceX rockets. Oh my God, well, if that's all it took. They married and divorced twice and didn't have kids. He went on to romance Amber Heard in 2017, and now Brynn, he reportedly had an affair with Brynn's wife, Nicole Shanahan, this past fall. And it coincides, ironically, with like around the same week that his daughter with Grimes was being born. What? Get this. Sergey Brin, he got down on one knee to apologize to Sergey for the interview, reportedly. Sergey acknowledged his apology. They're not exactly on speaking terms, but they're not speaking. What? Now, Sergey, he's actually had an affair on his first wife, too. I mean, can you even follow this? These people have more fucking money and drama. You know what I mean? It's so, like, so he, on his first wife, he had an affair. That's why they broke up. And then he supposedly had found love with Nicole. They have a young daughter together. Boom, now they're getting divorced. And apparently, Elon Musk is the reason. And Elon Musk, by the way, even got a $500,000 loan 14 years ago from Sergey when he was like making bank, when Tesla was in like the dumps. Boom, there you go.
Are you trying to conceive? Have you tried a lot of things, don't know a reliable supplement to take? Well, I'm introducing you to EU Natural. It's spelled EU Natural. They're on Amazon, and they have a conception for her formula and a conception for him, which, by the way, has over 23,000 five-star reviews on Amazon, and now I'm taking it. Very easy to take because, you know, sometimes multivitamins are tough. Well, this one is awesome, has a great vanilla flavor. I take it with food. And right now, when you go to Amazon and you buy any EU Natural product or their bundle, put in the code FRASER20, get 20% off. I'm so excited for you guys to be on this journey with me to conceive, and this can give you the extra boost that you need. So order right now. Check out EU Natural on Amazon and use code FRASER20 to get 20% off their conception bundle or your entire order. That's EU Natural on Amazon, or follow the link on our website for 20% off the conception bundle with the promo code FRASER, FRASER20, FRASER20. I'm on a customer service kick right now. Customer service means so much to me. And Uplift Desk has a 4.9 Google rating on their customer service and thousands of five-star reviews. Oh my God, sign me up. Actually, I already own their stuff, so I'm here. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS right now to save 5% off your entire order. This company is so customer service based. You can do everything by customizing the color, the type of top material you want for your desk. Schwann has their standing desk, and I have their ergonomic Invoke chair, which I love. My foot pain has gone away. My back pain has gone away from using their products. Go and check them out. If you've never heard of them, you're about to fall in love. Go to upliftdesk.com and use the promo code TSFS for 5% off your order. That's upliftdesk.com to get 5% off your entire order with the promo code TSFS. Are you trying to lose weight and keep it off for good? If you were like me, I have done every fad diet under the sun, and I started dieting when I was just 12 years old. I gained and lost 150 pounds from the ages of 12 to 28 when I finally got off the yo-yo dieting train. Well, if I had known of Dr. Applin and MyOptimalBody.com, my life would have been a lot easier, and I would have resolved my weight issues without doing drugs like Ozempic. Fine if you're on them, but if they're not working for you or you don't want to try them, MyOptimalBody.com has incredible success rates. Go to their website, check out their reviews, and see people who have had lasting weight loss change. Visit MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Be sure to let them know that the Sarah Fraser Show sent you so you can qualify for a free personalized assessment plus a free 30-day supply of their gut repair product when you sign up for their customized plan. Again, that's MyOptimalBody.com to request an appointment. Go there now and let me know what you think. So now Elon says
that they are, in fact, Elon Musk has shared a picture of himself partying last night with the co-founder, Sergey Brin, as he laughs off the Wall Street Journal claims that he slept with his wife and says he's not had sex in ages and accuses the newspaper of running a hit piece to undermine Tesla stock. This is like all breaking. This is so juicy. I mean, because what is the truth? I mean, I would think that Wall Street Journal is legit, right? They'd have to have, the Wall Street Journal reported that Nicole had an affair with Musk in December of 2021 at the Art Basel in Miami. The billionaire tweeted in response to one of the articles, "This is total bullshit. Sergey and I are friends and we were at a party together last night. I've only seen Nicole twice in 3 years, both with many other people around," he added. He promptly gave a little more intimate information, saying he hasn't had sex in ages, sigh. Sergey and his wife were separated but still together when she allegedly had the affair. In 2022, after Sergey filed for divorce, Elon reportedly ran into him at a party and begged him for his forgiveness. Brin and Shanahan were married for 4 years, welcoming a daughter in 2018. So what's the truth? We need the truth. How he is, Elon Musk is just dropping a picture of them partying and they look like best friends. What? God, if the Wall Street Journal, if this turns out to not be true, oh my God. I don't know. Anyhow, I'm obsessed, so I'll be following this, you know, every single detail. All right. Also, tomorrow, huge show for TSFS, Alina from Before the 90 Days. Does everyone remember Alina and Caleb? Caleb has been on this show, Caleb Greenwood. Alina is a Russian model and singer. She was on the show. She has a form of dwarfism. She and Caleb were hanging out in Turkey, and they were going to see if they could make their relationship work from Before the 90 Days. They were super huge fan favorites. She's stunning, by the way. They get on the show mid, I don't know, three episodes in. Race, they're not quite 10 years old. Their tweets from several years ago, they were Instagram post, Facebook post that were racially insensitive, derogatory things about Asian people. There was one that was some debate, maybe if Alina was doing blackface. And then there was also one with her describing a very derogatory type party. And she was using the N-word to describe this party. So she's on my show tomorrow giving her first exclusive interview. What she's doing, she has moved from Russia. You know, it's kind of crazy. Her mom is from Ukraine. She talks about getting some threats, not directly from the Russian government, but she'll just talk about who they're from, that she's had to leave Russia as well as her family, how her family is doing in the Ukraine. She also talks about those insensitive posts, how she's trying to move on with her life, how she feels about them. And she was fired from the show. She also talks about if TLC is in talks with her to be on the show again. And she really wants to get the word out about dwarfism. I love talking about sex. Sorry, I'm curious about what's going on in people's bedrooms. So she talks about wanting, you know, that she has normal sex. We talk all about that. And also, does she take a little dig at Caleb? And why the relationship didn't work out. That is tomorrow on The Sarah Fraser Show. In the meantime, follow me on TikTok @The Sarah Fraser Show. Bye, everybody!